Good morning, everyone. I'm wondering, and this is not a bad thing or good thing, just curious, how many of you have already taken down your Christmas decorations? Yep, there's some who do that. Last night, the only one was Marge Burke. She says, I had to get them down. Okay, that's fine. All right. But Christmas really hasn't quite ended yet, has it? It ends when? Epiphany, actually on January 6th, which is exactly next Sunday. So it's okay. I have a brother who prayerfully and proudly shared with me that around 2 o'clock the very next day after Christmas, he had all their Christmas decorations down and put away, and all was back to normal. Well, that's not how we do it in my house, but that's okay. It's the first Sunday of Christmas. And even our gospel text this day has us leaving the manger and Jesus growing up in a big hurry. We're just 5 days away from Christmas Day, and now Jesus is confirmation age. That's moving pretty quick. Even our text seems to push us away in a hurry. No more being in Bethlehem. Family has, as a reading informs us, once again, so it means they've been there several times, return to Jerusalem to attend the festival of Passover. In very short order, Jesus will come again, return to Jerusalem by our liturgical church year. And what will that event be? You notice any similarities of what we will share in a few months? 3 days, he was found. Next trip to Jerusalem that we will share, we will find Jesus again after 3 days. But I want us to capture a bit, I want us to stay in Christmas just a little bit here. To be perfectly honest, it's one of my favorite times of the year. And I find that time right after Christmas, some of the most enjoyable days for me personally. The rush is over, the busyness of preparing all the worship services and doing all the things that have to be done. And inevitably, there's usually some type of tragedy that has to be dealt with, and this year was no exception. So there is a few days, a short period of time, to sit and reflect, and I read and I write at a level that I, be honest, am not able to a lot of the time. So I enjoy those days. In fact, the day after Christmas, I never even got out of my pajamas. That only happens very, very rarely. I find the time to gaze a bit at the beauty of the lights and decorations we have around our home. And I think and pray more deeply about the true meaning of Christmas. I pray for my family, for us as a Grace family, and for the world in which we all live. In doing all of this, I found our reading from Colossians this day very helpful, exceedingly meaningful, with all of us being recipients of the Christmas gift, that being Jesus Christ. We know then, because of him, we are the holy ones and beloved. Now I'm going to read this text again, and as I do, I wonder if we can hear it as a bit of how we can keep Christmas. Keep it not just through the Christmas season, but think about how we can keep it in our hearts and lives all year round. So take a deep breath. Pause for a moment. And hear these words, Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Now as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. Love which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into the one body. And be thankful. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word and in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So ends that reading. So much of that, it's in there, you can almost hear songs. I believe a Coca-Cola commercial came out of there. Did you hear it? Like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, share love. So much of our world, we forget that the emphasis and the importance of life comes to us through the Word of God. So what a beautiful admonishment for us, the writer of Colossians shares this day. What I want us to consider is how we might consider that as a way to keep Christmas all year long. To truly, as Luther would say, live out our lives in response to the gift that is Jesus Christ. It got me to thinking then about another great story that I have come to treasure as one of the best pieces ever written. And perhaps some of you have not read the book, but you've seen the movie, A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, who goes through all kinds of awakenings to realize that his life does have a purpose. And I especially like the words at the very end of that writing, where we read, Scrooge was good on his word, and he became as good a friend, a good a master, and a good a man as the good old city ever knew, or any other city or town or borough in the good old world. And it was always said that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if anyone alive possessed the knowledge. May that truly be said of us, and all of us. So as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. So I want us to think about today with what it means to keep Christmas. Not just this liturgical season, 12 days of Christmas, but to keep Christmas in such a way that our life reflects the joy that we have in this gift. Now, as I told you, I have a chance to do a little more reading, a little more thinking this past few days. And I ran across one by Howard Thurman. Some of you may know he's an African-American author and a pastor and a theologian. And he has a piece of prose that he has written. It's called The Work of Christmas. Now, get a little nervous because we Lutherans don't like turning anything into a work, all right? So think of this in response to this gift. Howard Thurman writes, when the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the king and princes are home, and the shepherds are back with their flock, that's when the work of Christmas begins. Find the lost, heal the broken, feed the hungry, release the prisoner, rebuild the nations, bring peace among our sisters and brothers, and to make music in the heart. So ends his reading, his writing. May it be said of us that we at Grace, as a people of faith, in response to the gift of Christmas, that we may know how to keep the spirit of Christmas well as any congregation living had the knowledge to do so. Ah, but you see, we do have the knowledge, for Jesus was found. After 3 days, they found Jesus again in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. We know the Christmas carol. We know the Christmas gift. We know indeed that Christ has come. And that's why we can say, Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Amen.